You're listening to Civic Media. You can tune into any of our live shows on any radio station across the state with the Civic Media app. Find us in your phone's app store and listen anytime, anywhere.
In a world filled with chaos and confusion, in an echo chamber filled with lies and deception, comes a ray of light. Live from Madison, Wisconsin, it's John and Gordy in the morning on 92.7 WMDX.
Hey now, WMDX, John and Gordy in the morning.
Good morning.
Yeah, man, this is some kind of morning, isn't it?
Happy Thursday.
Yes.
October 30th, 2025.
We seem to have a few of the baubles that will appear at the Grand Ballroom that's being built next to the White House.
Yes. Yeah, there's some extra things in the studio this morning.
Yes, we
have a big S.
A few things here. Big S.
Yeah. What does that stand for? I don't know.
Superhuman?
Superhuman. Yeah, that could be.
Suck.
Suck? Okay.
Actually, it's a two.
Oh.
See?
Oh, sure.
There it
okay.
Is.
Two.
That's a two. If you look at it that way, it's a two.
I think that's significant of our, second year here? We've been here two
today
years.
Today marks the day.
Two years.
Today
that John and Gordy have been
the
on the air here.
People put up with us here on the air, and we appreciate that. It takes a lot. It takes a lot, but we got you ready for Trump, so.
Right?
You have the endurance now.
There you go. And some sort of, I don't know, what would you call this thing?
That would be a gold water fountain.
Where did this come from, Dom?
You want to know where it came from?
Yes.
Catherine Lake.
Oh really?
Yes. I'm pretty confident. You know, I'm not 100% sure.
It was here when you showed up.
It was here when I showed up.
This morning.
Yes.
Okay.
I almost took the credit, but.
Well, this is pretty good. You know, I mean, I feel like we have accomplished something that we've never accomplished before in our entire lives.
Being a one station for 2 years.
Yes, one station for 2 years.
Well, you know.
Now, of course, you know, cable access 4 was a little bit longer.
Yeah.
I think, wasn't it?
I don't know. It was a long time ago.
I think
ago.
It was like 4 years that we
well, off and on, yes.
Yes.
Yeah, right. Yeah. But 2 years here at Civic Media today.
So. Yeah.
Yeah, we okay. Thank you, Catherine, for supplying these celebration balloons. And yeah, there's some balloons on the floor too with confetti in them. I think. How did they get that in?
These are gold coins.
Gold coins. Okay. Nice.
It's the Trump gold coins.
You just got a text here. It said Megan did it for us. So.
Oh, she's fantastic.
Okay. Thank
All right,
you, Megan.
Yeah.
Well, that was nice of her.
Yeah, that's great.
Okay. And we have an early morning phone call here from Matt, who is on the line. Good morning, Matt. Go ahead.
Morning, guys. Congratulations on 2 years.
Yeah, well, thank you.
Thanks, Matt.
And to celebrate, you get to watch all these MAGA get exactly what they voted for, to lose their health insurance, possibly their farm, their dog, their truck. Maybe their wife will leave them. They'll have a country song on their hands.
Okay.
Yeah, that's true. Yeah.
You're right.
Yeah, it's something that they're going to have to deal with. You know, the kids starving to death all across the U.S. Mm. What a thing to brag about eventually, I guess.
Well, Matt, we appreciate...
I don't think they'll be bragging.
Well, no, the MAGAs will say, oh, well, this is fantastic stuff. You know,
they'll just blame it on us, right?
Well, yes, right. Exactly. Yes.
Exactly.
But then they'll go along with it, and they'll keep it this way. Yeah. All right, Matt, thank you.
Matt, thank you.
Thanks for the celebratory two-year congratulations. We appreciate that.
Mm-hmm. Phone lines are open, 608-879-8255. Weather for today looks clear and chilly this morning, 36 degrees. Highs today about 53. We'll see more clouds later on, but right now it's clear. And coming up in a little while, Tim Slecker in about a half hour from Busted Pencils. And then in our 7 o'clock hour, Jim Santel, U.S. Attorney at Law, formerly.
Oh, my God.
And
all right.
What's leading our news this morning? Oh, Trump's going to do nuclear testing again. First time in 30-something years that we will be testing the nukes.
This is so unreal.
He announced that right before he met with the Chinese premier.
Oh, okay. A little
Xi
Jinping. Little something for him to think about.
Just and now they, before the and meeting.
Of course, they had a very productive meeting.
Did they?
Soybeans will be sold once again to China.
Oh, okay. Yep. Well, good. Glad they got this straightened out.
The really strange thing about all of the tariffs, we've kind of gotten off track with the tariffs, but, being the fact that it's an extra tax on every American in this country. But we've not really focused a lot on the money that Trump is squeezing out of other countries to invest in this country. No one seems to be like looking at that specifically, right? We're telling every other country we'll lower the tariffs for them if they invest, and it's not a small number, like $200 or $500 billion, Dr. Evil. I'm really $500 billion in our country, and then their tariffs will be lowered. What do they call it?
Extortion?
Extortion.
I don't know. Bribery?
I mean, this guy is acting so much like a mob boss, it's kind of ridiculous. I mean, tone it down. I thought, well, they're just playing us because the countries will have some time to eventually invest all of this money. Right. And when the next president comes in,
all deals are off.
Deals are off. They don't have to worry about it anymore. They'll just go along with whatever this monster tells them. So that's what I thought was happening. But now he's like demanding Japan.
Yeah.
Can you pay it all at once? No, we go broke as a country. We'd have to fold up the tents here in Japan. And okay. $200 million. Every month or every year
really?
Or something like
oh,
that.
God.
Yeah. On a pay plan. this is a con man from the word go.
He expects those gifts everywhere he goes, too, just expensive gold crowns and,
He got the gold crown and something else. What the hell was it?
I don't know if it was a scepter to go with the crown or some sort of trophy or something.
Yes.
Yeah.
Wow. Yeah. I was waiting for him to take it out of that case.
Yeah,
put crown it on his head. I thought that would happen.
I think it would have happened if it wasn't in that glass case. I think that's why they put it in the case. Yes. It's like, we don't want him putting this thing on.
That's right. Somebody said, and we lost the key to the case, but we'll get it back as soon as you're out of here. You can wear it around the office if you'd like. God. Talk about playing up to him. He doesn't see that at all, the way people are treating him.
My theory is he wants to be the king of the world. It's not just the king of the U.S.
Yeah.
He wants to be the most powerful man in the world.
That's right. We have a song, Elvis song.
Oh, yeah.
King of the whole world.
Yes.
And we also he had the crown, and he also got the jewelry. He got gold jewelry as well. So
oh.
That's what it says.
Really?
Yeah.
Which country was that?
That was Japan.
Was it Japan?
Okay. Yeah.
Or was it now? What about South Korea?
That was South Korea, actually.
That's South
Korea.
Pardon me. Okay, that was
Korea.
South
those
Korea
are different.
South Korea had the crown, I believe, and Japan had all the money that they had to give them right away. Wow, there's nothing wrong with this guy at all, is there? Jesus, what is going on?
I don't know. I guess that's why Lutnick's with him.
He's
got Lutnick to handle the money stuff.
Was right there.
And Rubio. It's always those two that travel with him.
Well, the census is on vacation since the...
Really?
Well, the shutdown. Yeah, they're on back pay, so they'll get all that money back. But furloughs are okay. It's just that when you don't get any money at all eventually because you're fired or laid off permanently, that's not good. And, of course, the kids will go starving, even though the money was allocated. in the Ag Department's legislation.
Yeah.
All right. So, okay.
Well, that's the way to go. Let's go back to the phones here. We've got Kathy on the line here. Good morning, Kathy. Go ahead.
Oh, hi.
Hi.
Congrats on your second year completed.
Yeah, thank you.
Very good. I've enjoyed your show most of the time. Sometimes I oversleep the first hour, but
well, that's
about the crown thing in South Korea.
Yeah.
The other thing that they gave him was what they called a gold medal. Now, whether that's a big coin or what kind of medal, I don't know. But that was all. And I watched Kimmel last night, and they. You know, the crown was in a case, but they photoshopped it so that he sitting there wearing a crown.
Oh, great.
Briefly, you know, super. He wasn't actually wearing it.
Yeah,
right.
But that was fun to see. I enjoy Kimmel and Colbert.
Yeah, I love them both. But, you know, I guess that would be the tallest crown I've ever seen.
Yeah,
that was really, really tall.
Yes, it was.
Yeah.
Very odd looking.
Yeah.
A South Korean crown, whatever. But
what,
it was gold. The thing that's the thing that counts is it was made out of gold.
Exactly.
Of course.
Exactly.
All right.
Kathy, thank you
for your call.
Thanks for calling and appreciate your goodwill toward our 2 years.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Yeah.
Okay.
But then, you know, I mean, that was just, you know, one of the millions of different things that cropped up yesterday. It's like a fire hose of just BS. It really is. And now the big news is that Paramount is hit CBS News really hard. The morning and evening streaming shows have been canceled completely.
Really?
The Saturday AM is going to be overhauled, and the Johannesburg bureau is closed, which I'm sad to hear. You know, I anticipated maybe sometimes visiting the Johannesburg bureau at CBS.
For CBS?
Yes, on my world trip.
Not a lot of activity there lately, apparently. Shut the thing down. Well, Larry Olson's going to just keep chopping away, I'm sure.
Isn't it crazy? You buy a network.
Yeah.
And then you just change it over completely into some right-wing crazy place. Holy crap. Oh.
Yeah. Well, they're sending out the pink slips, and, you know, that way they can show that they're making a profit right away. Mm-hmm. You know, you came in and you just... Taking an axe.
Hate to make a suggestion, and that is to politically activate the FCC, which now has happened, by the way. It hasn't happened before, but it has happened now. And I would just encourage the next FCC chair to go after CBS for everything they possibly can, because they are over the air. The government has control over what they do on the air. Let's go after them, just as they have gone after all of the networks that they don't like. We'll do the exact same thing, but we have proof behind us where we can actually act on something they are doing. Right?
Really?
Yeah. Okay. Well, you can't broadcast lies and BS.
Ah.
So go after them for that.
What will happen to 60 Minutes?
Yeah,
I mean, that's been a heritage program of CBS.
Well, you can always take the 60 Minutes and go to another place. They also probably have room for 60 Minutes.
Yeah. 19 minutes past the hour, just getting going on a Thursday morning here with John Peterson, Gordy Young, along with our producer, Dominic Lee. We'll be right back.
You're listening to Civic Media. Stay up to date on the latest news and information for your local community and Wisconsin by signing up for our free email newsletter. Visit civicmedia.us/email to get started.
Of the whole wide world. Come on and sing with John and Gordy in the morning here on WMDX 92.7.
Mm-hmm. It's going to be a nice day. Plenty of sunshine early on, and then some clouds moving in later, highs in the low to mid-50s. Right now, 36 degrees.
Yeah.
23 minutes past the hour here.
You know, the biggest story, one of the biggest stories that will impact everybody worldwide is AI replacing human workers. That's what's going to happen. There's a huge prediction on that. There are so many news stories that broke this morning that we'll have a lot of that tomorrow. We're going to have to try to clean house here. I have so many stories.
Well, tomorrow's Halloween, too.
And we've got our special holiday event that we have here on the show each and every Halloween.
Right. And we're going to talk about some ghost stories.
Ghost stories. We have ghost stories, which will replace our big story after 7 o'clock.
Yeah.
I find it fascinating. In fact, there's an element to ghost stories that I think will surprise a lot of people.
Really?
You know, Dom and I were talking about it the other day, where we can actually kind of fabricate hauntings.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And I want to run that by our guest.
Todd Michaels will be our guest tomorrow.
And you have some haunted ghost stories of your own.
I do.
When you were a kid.
Todd is familiar with those. No. He's heard it from time to time, but it'd be great to have him in on the program and finally, you know, get to the bottom of the ghost story thing.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Have you ever seen a ghost, Tom?
I have never seen a ghost, but
yeah, me either. Okay. I'm not a believer.
You're not a believer.
I'm a skeptic. Yeah.
Oh. Yeah, I have never seen a ghost. I have never seen a ghost, but I want to though. I want to.
You want to?
Yeah. I have one time back in the day. I actually went to a haunted factory by myself, actually with a friend, and we went at like 1 a.m.
Is this where you went down in the lower level?
Yeah. Yes. Yeah. And it was terrifying, but I didn't see anything. I didn't see anything. So.
Okay.
Well, here's the thing, Gordy. I want to straighten you out on this.
Oh, all right.
I know you don't. You're a skeptic. You don't believe in all this mumbo jumbo. You know, the stuff that people make movies about.
I think it's all in your mind. Go ahead.
Okay. I just
want
to. I'm gonna lay a guilt trip on you. Okay.
All right.
When you pass, a few people manage to find a way to come back and or inhabit or continue to live in or act out within the confines of their home, wherever it is. And it takes a tremendous amount of energy and effort to do something like that. And I want to at least give them credit for doing whatever they can to try and communicate with us. And you just pass it off as some kind of noise in the night. But I consider it something that it's difficult to do, and I give them credit, and I want to encourage their efforts.
It's difficult to communicate. How do you know it's difficult to do?
Maybe it isn't because sometimes you can hear them, sometimes you can't. They are trying to communicate, with white noise, the EVPs, where you have this white noise going on and it picks up what they're saying, but they use that energy and the white noise in order to get their message across. And it's hard to get that kind of thing going, I would assume, from the other side. Mm. They don't have, like, something they can plug in and broadcast what they want to say to us. So I always try to give them credit, and I feel bad that they're either caught between the worlds, they haven't walked into the light, that they're trapped here for some reason.
What we can do is bring a Ouija board tomorrow for the show, and maybe we can do something with the Ouija board.
Do you have a Ouija board?
I don't, but I can buy one.
Well, don't go through the effort, because Ouija
Those
boards
are scams.
No, that's not what I was going to say.
All right.
Ouija boards are known to be like portals, and you're allowing the evil spirits from another world use the portal to come into this world by asking them to come into this world.
Yeah. It's funny how all these things always happen in really old buildings, isn't it? Mm-hmm. So is that where you think spirits hang out? I mean, they don't come to new buildings, You don't typically, but these old creaky buildings that are made out of wood and blow in the wind. Gee, I heard a noise. Oh, did you hear that woo sound? Oh, it's always in an old creaky building.
Well, that's because they're
in the middle
abandoned.
Of nowhere
They've been
where it's
abandoned
windy.
For years.
Okay.
But here's the other thing we have to keep in mind. Let's go to Catherine here.
Okay.
I could go on forever, I suppose.
Good morning, Catherine.
I heard that.
What's happening?
And, well, I'm just laughing because, first of all, he thinks he doth protest too much. Gordy's voice is sharpening just a little bit. Getting a little angry about this. He does not believe in ghosts.
Yes,
okay?
That's true. He doesn't.
Well, second of all,
Yeah.
I use white noise at night to sleep, and you just ruined it for me, John. Now my mother's trying to talk to me through that noise. Thanks a lot.
Yes, exactly. Okay. Exactly. You know, if you hit the right noise, white noise, and you know, you can adjust those things for all different kinds of white noise, you might hit the right frequency and break through.
Brother.
Yeah.
Absolutely killing me.
Yeah.
Happy anniversary, guys.
All right, thank you.
Thank you.
Two years.
Thank you very much.
The longest you've ever worked together, probably, 2 years in a row.
Yeah. Well, in a row.
Well, I guess so.
The cable access.
Yes,
kind
radio
of
and then TV and then cable, and I think we've worked together constantly forever.
Bouncing around.
Yeah.
But thank you.
Yes. Just in time.
We appreciate the two-year anniversary celebration.
Yes.
Yeah, I am a skeptic.
I told you when I had the white noise machine in our bedroom, we had it at a certain frequency where we heard a party going on in our room. Actual dialogue in our room.
Oh, come on.
No, really.
I took too much LSD back in the day. You're flashing back.
Don't change that frequency. I want that always on.
Really?
I want to hear what they're saying. And then she did. Ugh.
Okay.
Drove me nuts. I don't know where that frequency is now.
All right.
Well, didn't Dan Rather say something? What's the frequency?
What's the frequency, Kenneth?
There it goes.
That was the guy that, yeah. Okay. We're coming back with Tim Slecker, Busted Pencils, right around the corner, education talk. After this, on John and Gordon.
Blood, right?
I think so, yeah.
WMDX 92.7 is John and Gordy getting up, gearing up for Halloween tomorrow. We'll be talking ghosts tomorrow.
Ooh.
And convincing Gordy that there are such things as spirits.
Okay. It is 6:35, and we have clear skies and 36 degrees.
Okay.
Today in the low to mid-50s. Tim Slecker joins us from Busted Pencils, education talk about education talk.
Oh, my God. Yes.
Something like that. Good
Such
morning,
a hard tagline.
Educated educators talking about education. That's what
Talking education, okay. We talk education.
Tim, let me ask you before we get into the weeds on everything else with Ryan Walters and everything. Yes. Do you believe in ghosts? You're an educated person.
You know, actually pay attention tomorrow to Producer's Choice episode when it drops because our producer, Jacob, asks us that question directly.
Oh, okay.
And I will, you know, kind of give a hint. I myself have not really seen what I think is a ghost, but I witnessed my dog who absolutely saw a ghost.
Oh, yes. Animals can see ghosts, yes.
What do you mean?
Yes, animals have
to. Have a discussion with him?
Gordy.
Calm
down.
No. Look, the setting, perfect music. He's my dog. He's my hunting dog, and we're, you know, doing walking around in the rural fields, backfields of Pennsylvania, and come up on an old cemetery, and as we turn the corner and come into the cemetery, my dog who is typically nose to the ground looking for pheasants and rabbits stops dead, looks at something with an intensity, and his hair stood up on all over the place, and he wouldn't go forward.
Wow I've got goosebumps just from listening
to
this.
I've never seen anything like that ever. Something was there that was incredibly disturbing to this dog who typically, you know, and has charged skunks, has charged, you know, anything, but something that day in that cemetery.
Yeah.
So there you go, Gordy. Okay. What do you think?
Yeah. So, Gordy, you changed your mind,
maybe
right?
Maybe there was a cat behind one of the gravestones.
That's terrible.
Give me a break.
That's just terrible.
That's just the...
Animals have that ability to see something that's there, but you can't see it. They have that ability, that sense. Yeah. So
look,
yeah,
I'm just telling you,
that's
very
a great story.
Disturbed in a way that made me go,
yes,
wow, what the heck?
I'm not going there.
Going on.
Why are you walking your dog in a cemetery anyway? Lots of things for him to mark, I guess, huh?
Well, it's
oh my
it's
God,
Mark
Terry.
Yeah, it was one of these kind of old rural,
okay,
cemeteries.
Abandoned,
you know,
never used anymore.
The park we were hunting in, yeah, and they were just like it kind of was like they left it there, and
yeah,
you know, whoever was hanging out in under the ground there must have been, you know, up having some tea or drinking, and we came up on them, and my dog realized that they were there, and I guess one of those ghosts must have looked at him with the sense of going like, if you come any closer, dog,
yeah, that's right,
and he knew.
Yeah.
Okay.
Well, we have a text from Kurt. It says, so if you believe that there is a God, how does that work? And okay, if you believe that there is a God, maybe that God is just messing with you, Gordy.
Okay.
Just saying.
What if you don't believe in God, but you believe in ghosts? Where does that leave you?
Wait a minute.
Okay. All right, let's ponder that for a moment.
No, well, let's not ponder any of that. You're just trying to get out of the fact that you have already been told a couple of ghost stories, and you're denying the fact that there are such things as ghosts. Sorry about that, friend.
I think ghost stories have been around for a long time, and they're just left over from the early days of humankind. You know, what else did they have to do back then except make up stories about ghosts?
Okay. Last Saturday, I went to see the Psychic Sisters.
Oh, okay.
And the one Psychic Sister was letting us, you know, telling us about a time that she was in a haunted hotel and a spirit scratched her leg.
Mm-hmm.
And that scratch got infected and led her to the emergency room. So there you go, Gordy.
Wow.
Explain that. Okay. I mean, she was in the emergency room because of the ghost scratching her.
That's right.
You know, it's a great story. Do you have any documentation on that?
Any photos, any video?
Okay.
She had a scratched, infected leg.
Yes. There probably are photographs of that.
That's a hardcore evidence there, man.
Well, it's evidence. Okay. Yes, it's medical evidence. They probably have a record of that.
Okay. So, all right. Yeah.
There you go.
Great. You've changed my mind. I believe in ghosts. Okay. Can we move on?
I guess a lot of people have ghost stories, and I've never witnessed anything close to this stuff. Thanks for bringing up the fact that pets do have that ability to see spirits.
Yeah,
completely forgot about that aspect of it.
Yeah, all right. Yeah.
Okay.
Well, let's get into another ghostly story about Ryan Walters still alive.
Ryan Walters.
The zombie Ryan Walters continues to stalk the earth.
You can't keep him down.
No, you can't.
What's he been up to lately?
He's on to new and better things. He's he finally has got a focus with enemy number one, the unions.
Oh. How so?
Well, you know, it's one of those crazy groups, right? You know, crazy names, and when they have a crazy name, you know that they're absolutely a right-wing group, and it's Teacher Freedom Alliance.
Yes, because those teachers have been looking for someone to free them from union dues.
That's right. That's right.
You know,
yeah.
The oppression of the union requiring dues payments.
That's right.
Do you understand the bondage that is put up in there?
I know all the pensions that they have to put up with, all the rules.
The suffering every month that a teacher goes through to see that deduction on their paycheck for their union dues.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, there's a whole set of mental health counselors dealing with the trauma of union dues.
That's right. That's right. These are freeloaders. There's a Supreme Court case that allowed teachers and all public employees basically to not have to pay union dues because they are against unions and union dues. So they were allowed that by the Supreme Court, which is crazy because, you know, we had that here with Act 10 in the state with Scott Walker, and they made it seem like it was just really unfair. But the point here is that if you get into public service, you know there's going to be a union there, and you know you're going to pay union dues. Why did you get into this in the first place? If you don't want to pay union dues, you don't want to be a part of a union, don't get a job in a union. Duh! I don't know job. Why this. You know, I don't know why they didn't ask me to argue this in front of the Supreme Court. But
okay,
that's what I would have said. I would have said, you guys have a choice. You can take a walk. You can leave the building and say, I'm not working for a union, and find a job someplace else. But you don't have a right to take a job in a union and then say you don't want to pay the damn dues. Damn it. Okay. I'm sorry.
Woo!
Okay, settle down here.
Yeah.
I guess
take a deep breath.
My work is done here. Wow.
I know, Perry Mason, look out.
Woo. Well, but okay, so kind of what you just said. So why is Ryan Walters still animated? Because the Supreme Court said, okay, you don't have to pay your dues.
Yeah.
Seems to me like the problem's been solved now.
That's right.
You know?
Yeah.
So I can join a union and not pay.
Get all the benefits.
End of story. So what is it that
what is he doing then? What's
what
his
is
job?
He going after at this point?
Yes.
You know, he's the Freedom Alliance, Teacher Freedom Alliance. Actually, too, and I was thinking about this, you know, I've done, believe it or not, a lot of work with teachers over the years. And I can actually probably testify pretty strongly that they do feel incredibly not free. And when I ask them about that sense of bondage, of feeling restrained, of never have they ever told me, the $35 union dues is what.
Yeah. It's funny how that works like that.
It's politicians who put, you know, regulations on what they're allowed to teach, when they're supposed to teach. It's, you know, sometimes school leaders who have a sense of, you know, going after test scores, and so therefore, you know, teaching anything creatively is against the rules. And well, and again, where does that come from? From politicians who put in place policies that are, you know, kind of framed as, well, we need this to help the kids. And the reality is that actually what it does is stifle and put teachers in bondage so that they're not able to teach. I didn't see any of this. Now we're talking about this new article in the 74, you know, that's highlighting what Ryan Walters is up to now. I didn't see that the bondage he was going after was the freedom to teach.
Right.
Yeah, and like I said, I mean, that's how simple it is. I, you know, I did research on, I had like 450 teachers across the country filling out a survey about, you know, what it is about teaching, and this is dealing with, you know, the exodus, why teachers are quitting, why they're leaving. And actually, very simply, it was if I was just allowed to teach, I wouldn't be thinking of leaving. The freedom to teach. And Ryan, come on, man. You are out there. You have the ability. You even are now with the Teacher Freedom Alliance.
Exactly.
I'm telling you, I know teachers are out there saying, we need some freedom.
Thank God.
Ooh.
Ooh. Yeah.
We got a text here from I believe it's Bud in Janesville. Hey, John and Gordy, if a public school teacher doesn't want to pay union dues, just tell them to go work in a parochial school and make a lot less money. Love your show. That's Bud from Janesville.
Good point, Bud. Right. That's what it's all about. And we'll continue this discussion and what they're all about and what Ryan Walters is all about in just a few moments.
Yeah, it's our two-year anniversary here on John and Gordy. We got a note from our former producer, Sam Davison, who says, I love hearing angry Johnny again. Congrats on 2 years on the air. Too bad Catherine's firing all three of you tomorrow.
Okay, well, yeah, that's
thanks
right.
For the heads up there, Sam. Back with more of John and Gordy after this.
You're listening to Civic Media. Find the latest news, information, and archives of all your favorite shows on the Civic Media website, civicmedia.us.
That's what we need. We need an Adam brain to control things. But, you know, I think that's even smarter than AI. So, all right, this is John and Gordy in the morning here on WMDX 92.7.
It is 6:53. We'll see sunshine this morning, some clouds this afternoon, highs in the low to mid-50s. Right now, 37 degrees here. We continue our conversation here with Dr. Tim Slecker from Busted Pencils, a great podcast you can hear on the Civic Media Network. You can check it out on the app, yeah. Civic Media app.
Mm-hmm.
You drop new episodes every week, right, Tim?
Oh, yeah, Monday, Wednesday, Friday. And again, remind everybody, on your radio dial, if you still have a radio, on Saturdays at 3 o'clock.
There you go. One-hour program, too.
All right. One-hour program. I mean, and they're... You know, if you need some indoctrination, we got it.
Okay.
You know.
Doctor of indoctrination, Tim Slecker. we're talking about Ryan Walters. And his next quest, of course, is to drive out Marxism in the schools. So you were kind of fascinated by the fact that maybe these students are learning about Marxism after all, and that is education, isn't it?
Well, I mean, I would think that as a professional that he is, that he wouldn't just be going after some kind of fake problem.
Right.
You know, there must be, you know, really
this is hardcore, a real
yeah. hardcore documented evidence mm-hmm. that our children, our kids must be, you know, we know they're not proficient at reading and math. There must be an assessment out there I haven't seen yet that shows, though, that they are absolutely proficient at being able to talk about Marxism, maybe even so proficient that they're able to influence society and that they are potentially now at the point of totally turning our economy into a socialistic Marxist economy. Because if you look around, you can see evidence everywhere that, you know, we don't have an oligarchic capitalistic system where 1% of the population owns everything.
Yeah.
You know, because that would be evidence of not Marxism.
Exactly. Exactly. God that's not... You know, that's not happening in this country. So,
You know, but those are the things where you sit down and rationally, hopefully somebody would say,
wait a minute.
I don't see that capitalism is under threat in America.
Exactly.
there's no evidence that capitalism is on the ropes.
Capitalism on the ropes. I love that.
Yeah. So you point this out and go, it's just like, so beware on Halloween of people wearing masks, you know, or misdirecting us in a direction that would say, instead of looking here where there's, you know, a ton of evidence, look over here at something that I would rather you pay attention to that really has no bearing on anything.
Right.
And you know, understand that really is that's the attack on something, you know, that maybe doesn't exist. You know, is it that Marxism, and this is what I know this is the truth, we use that label, I'm not part of that but that label comes across largely from the standpoint of mostly, to me, really good education that helps students get into a place where they have questions. Mm-hmm. And so when you hear questioning, oh, that must be Marxism.
Right.
Yeah.
that must be.
The kids came out with an understanding of the crash of the stock market and the things that led into that. And now they have an ability to look at history and ask questions today of the economy. Mm-hmm. Oh, crap, they're Marxists.
Yeah.
You know, you know that that's what's going on, because no one would have any questions about an economy that distributes wealth to the wealthy and distributes pain and suffering to the poor. Why would you question that?
Yeah, it's hard to even imagine doing something as ridiculous as that.
this is that part. And you say we would like to suppress the masses through our own indoctrination. And that's where I just wish there was more honesty about this in saying that, you know, we're just not happy with what we believe is the indoctrination of critical thinking. We would like to get back to instilling compliance and pay attention and do what you're told.
Yeah.
That's
it. Because that's what schools have always been good at, is compliance. And actually, Ryan, I want to point out the evidence. They're still really, really good at creating citizens who just actually go along and pay attention and don't cause a whole lot of trouble.
No.
Our public school system is probably the best insulation to any attempts to overthrow capitalism.
I agree.
There you have it. Okay.
But Gordy,
yes, I gotta leave it there.
My fish, I just saw my fish. It must have saw a ghost.
Really?
You could see the way it moved.
Really?
Yeah.
It just swam there. It just stayed in one place and it was freaked out.
Maybe it's dead. Okay.
Wait. You mean being upside down and floating isn't evidence that it's all ghost? No.
A different style of swimming.
Tim Slecker, thank you for joining us. Check out Busted Pencils on Civic Media. We've got a whole lot more right ahead. John and Gordy.
The national news cycle never stops, but it can be hard to find news about your local community. Civic Media is dedicated to providing quality local and state news coverage across Wisconsin. With the Civic Media app, you can get notifications about local stories that matter to you and your community. Find the free Civic Media app in your phone's app store and choose notifications from the menu to tell us what kind of news you want to hear about.